At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. I hope everyone's been having a lovely Christmas tide.
Yeah, nice crimbo. How do you feel about the word crimbo? I bet you hate it.
It's not something I care for. Tide, no. Christmas tide, I don't mind. Crimbo, a bit like BBQ. I've got no time for it. I'm not at home to it.
No, of course. Tom, have you hung something up in your house?
What can you
say? Is that new behind you?
Which? There.
Up on the wall, yes.
Well, funny you say that, because last week we talked about this. This is actually a purchase by my mother, because I said I wanted pictures to go on the walls, and now she buys me pictures all the time from charity shops to put on the walls, some of which I like more than others. I don't mind these ones, but they are obviously a print.
Tom, that's great, because I never know what to get you for like a birthday present or anything. So now I know I can get you something for your wall.
Get
maybe
me something
a
for
huge
the wall.
Picture of me. Side.
Lovely, a spotlight photograph. Thank you.
Maybe my first headshots from drama school.
Oh, yes, I've seen those. Your mum's got them on the stairs. They're brilliant.
Yeah, they're hilarious. Yeah. When Jenny Bede moved out, when Jenny and I stopped living together, I did her a set of coasters with my headshots through the years.
That's a lovely gift.
And it was, it
Susie,
really...
that's so funny.
It made me laugh so much as I was doing it, because I had to go into a Snappy Snaps.
I was going to say, did you get them from Snappy
Snaps? And I was delighted, because when I gave them to her, she couldn't stop laughing. It was maybe the funniest thing I've ever done.
Well, it sounds very funny.
So talk to me. You're getting into charity shops 30 years after everyone else.
Well, I just, not for clothes. I like the objet d'art. I like the knickknacks.
Oh, yes.
The knickknackery, as my friend calls it.
Indeed.
And my friend Sharon got me into it, actually. She'd been buying some lovely glassware and serving dishes. And, you know, you can pick up a real bargain. A couple of quid.
Oh, absolutely, Tom.
A few pence for a crisp dish. Often cut glass. All lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. I got a vegetable dish with a lid, which is sort of in a Spode knockoff design.
What's Spode when it's at home?
Well, in my mind, Spode is the blue and white china.
Oh, I've got like some of that.
I think the Italian scene is one of those, I think.
And Dutch, isn't it? Isn't Delft?
Oh, I think that's more expensive, isn't it, Delft? Well,
of course. I love being sort of fancy
so bougie.
And Dutch.
She's so bougie and Dutch.
I
got that. I got six brandy glasses still in the box. Lovely shape they were as well. Unusual. Probably from the early 70s. My friend Sharon looked up where the maker was from, and they were called what were they called? They were from like Bridge. So like outside Birmingham, I think. Anyway, they were in the box from like the early 70s, and I got a decanter, and the lady in the shop said,
oh, yes,
you could use that to put bubble bath in, put it in the bathroom, that's classy.
Classy, but you could also, you know, you could put a bottle of red wine in a decanter.
Well,
and keep for a bit longer.
Is that right? If you put it in a decanter, it keeps it longer.
Well, I think just because you can put a stopper in it.
Oh, I see, yeah. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Also, it looks really nice on the side. And you can pour it and allow the air to get to it a little bit. When you pour it, some air will get to it. Leave the top of the decanter off.
And take
just
it from
get,
there.
It'll just have a little breathe.
Nice. Oh, I'd like that.
Yes, I thought you would. Oh, Tom, I'm so pleased you've had such a good time.
It's It was such a treat.
Sorry, I just got an email from Experian. Apparently my credit card eligibility is available.
Oh.
Okay, good, good for them to let me know.
Were you worried about it?
They email me so much asking me if I want a credit card. It's quite bad, actually, because I think that... I think people get in trouble.
That's
I think
it.
Certainly there was a time in my life where I had a credit card and... Yeah, I whopped on about $4,000 at one point and was like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
It's very stressful.
Trying to pay it off.
My dad always said, get one to build up your credit rating, but always pay it off.
Yeah.
But the trouble is, they love to go, you've got, you've built up a bit of a credit rating now. Why don't you have another card? Like you say, we'll extend your limit. Now you can get yourself really into debt.
You can really fuck yourself over.
Yeah, basically. It's outrageous, isn't it?
It really is, Tom.
Anyway, the Jared Sharp experience was lovely. We went around a lot of different ones. We saw jigsaws, which we nearly bought. We were worried they might have a piece missing, but they probably don't. And then, lovely charity shops. Have you
seen Charity Shop Sue on?
Oh yes, I have. Yeah,
on YouTube, she's very, very funny sketches.
Yeah, very funny.
There does always, not always actually, that's not to say, in some charity shops I've been in, does feel like there might be sort of an undercurrent of sort of hierarchy that not everyone's into. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's a little bit of that sometimes. Yeah.
Some of the ones in Sydenham, I was dropping things off, which were in very good nick.
I'm sure they were, yours, yeah.
And, trying to get rid of it. Some people seem very cross. I said, look, it's all in very good nick. They said, we're not taking it at the moment. They were very rude, actually.
Oh, really, Suze? I'm sorry about that.
How disappointing. But I'm not going to slag off a charity because, you know.
Well, no, but it might be the charity shop you can slag off. The the thing is, yeah, they can be a bit like that, perhaps. But I think if you go out of London, you're in...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like where we went in... where was it? Wareham. And then what we had was we went to the chip shop we just opened. We split a bag, a small portion of chips into two
little containers. Yeah.
Containers. Hot chips with salt and vinegar. Oh, it was lovely walking along. Slightly too hot, slightly burned your mouth. Yeah. Clanking charity shop purchases in one hand. It was a lovely day.
That's so nice. When I go on tour, I made Will Duggan go in quite a lot of charity shops with me.
Oh, do you?
And yeah, we try on coats and things.
Yeah, you get lovely coats in there.
Yeah, have a bit of a mess about. You know, it's fun.
And do you know
buy
what?
Something.
What Sharon found was that, like, that cut glass, that sort of stuff that people had was kind of a bit more fashionable in our parents' and indeed grandparents' era. Like,
but now, because we're a pair of fussy cows,
yeah,
we both like it.
We like them, that sort of like pink glass, amber glass.
A
bit of a design in it, or maybe a floral sugar bowl, which, you know, our nans would have had, you know, that sort
of
lovely detail.
Absolutely. They would have put maybe some almonds in it or something.
Sugared
almonds.
I keep seeing as well those sort of vases that have got like a grill on top for you to put your flat. Have you ever seen those? My nan used to have those.
Yes. Don't you see them quite a lot sort of by graveyards?
Well, I sort of thought they were for graveyards, but I think they're just, you sort of put carnations or something in them to sort of
you've
spread
got to remember,
them out.
Everything's for the dead. Some things are for the living.
Some.
Tom, I haven't told you.
What?
The my pottery came back from my day of pottery.
Oh my goodness.
I
that
went
feels
and
like that
up.
Was a long time ago.
It was, Tom. It was. It was a while ago, but they had to fire it, they had to glaze it, and then I had to find a time to go to Peckham. So there were lots of contributing factors to why it's taken so long.
What did you make? What was the item again? Was it an ashtray?
Well, I made several, actually. No, I didn't make an ashtray. We don't smoke. So we, what did we have? What did we do? I made a cup, which I would say you could get maybe a quarter of a cup of tea in.
Well, that's nice.
So, you know, if you're just in a real hurry... And you think, I just want a sip.
An espresso cup.
Well, there you go. Oh, Tom, of course you drink. I'll give it to you.
Christmas 2023.
A plate.
Oh, that's handy.
And actually, the plate's quite good. And I painted it blue so it would match my pretend Delf blue and white paint. The rest of my set. So that was very good.
Well done.
And a couple of little bowls, which I threw... On the potter's wheel, of course.
I thought you were just annoyed. Oh, I see.
No. I would say one is quite good. One is less good. But I put mini cheddars in them for Christmas.
Oh, well, that must have been a lovely treat.
It was a lovely treat. Thank you for saying that.
I like I like a small bowl of little nibbles. Really like that, actually.
Very nice, actually.
My friend Sue bought me one with a prawn on it.
Oh.
And it's got a picture of a prawn on the inside.
But since when have you got another friend called Sue?
This is
not that I'm Sue.
Sue Sean, who does mine and Joe's makeup on Extra Slice.
Fine. Yeah, that adds up, sure. She sounds lovely.
Well, she got me this bowl, and it's got... But you can't put it in the dishwasher because it's wooden on the outside.
Ooh, that's fancy.
What do you think about a serving board? Will you display things on a board?
Well, cheeses and things.
That sort of thing, yeah.
No cheeses for these mises.
No, don't. Alfie's been singing that line for 2 weeks now.
I would put some cheese out on a board, yes.
Yeah. Do you ever display anything?
If I was displaying quiches, that sort of thing?
Quiche is nice on a board, yeah.
You had some bits on a board at your little book, do?
Yes, I think we did have a few bits on a board, didn't we?
Well, I put some bits on a board.
Alfie did a few bits on a board. Yeah, I remember that.
You were putting bits on boards.
Bits on boards.
Also, the host of the most,
Alf. Also, like a cake tray. Yes, he's a very good host. I like a cake stand with savouries on it. I think that can be quite nice.
Oh, with very chic.
Well,
very chic.
Thank you. Maybe a quiche
on
a cake stand. Yes.
No, go on, sorry.
I was going to say,
you know, we're coming up to the new year.
Mm.
Are you, how's the beginning of the year for you?
New year, new queer.
New year, new queer. Good for you. Mm.
Well.
You're becoming a lesbian?
Yeah, that's what I thought I'd do.
Good for you, actually.
I'm looking forward to the new year. I've got a busy first week back, and then I'm covering for Chris Evans on Virgin Radio.
Very exciting, actually.
On the first week back, so looking forward to that. And then from there, it gets a bit calmer, and then the tour starts in Feb. But how about you? How are you feeling?
Yes, good. I'm doing lots of podcasting in Jan, and I've got some new ideas for the tour.
Oh,
you know, I like to keep it fresh.
Yeah, lovely.
So I'm going to do some new material nights and just keep working up some bits. Oh my God, Tom.
Oh,
I know what I need to tell you.
What? Oh my God, what?
Oh my God, I know what I need to tell you.
What?
I might be telling this on stage at some point, but people that listen to the show know that sometimes happens.
Mm.
Right, so Alice has been getting her nails done with a girl in Brighton. She's got a little shop below a podiatrist's. You don't need that information, but just to set the scene for you. So, Alice has been getting her nails done with her. Very nice girl, does her nails lovely. Alice has been there maybe 3 times. Alison said to me, you ought to go, you haven't had your nails done for a while. I was like, yeah, that'd be nice little treat.
Mm.
Lovely.
Mm.
So I go to get my nails done. Alice has chatted with this girl quite a lot. You know, different bits and bobs. What do you do? What does your partner do? All that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, then she says to me, so are you, do you sort of break up for Christmas? I said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I won't work sort of between Christmas and New Year and, you know, have a little break. And then January's not so busy, really. And she went, oh, is that right? I said, yeah, it's just not as busy in my work in January quite often. There's sort of less gigs about. She went, I said, I suppose people don't want to laugh. She was like, oh, really? I said, yeah, I think people are just not really in the mood. And because of... you know, dry Jan, less people are up for it. And she was like, oh, right. And then she said, do you find it frightening? And I said, oh, well, I mean, I think I did when I started, but you get very used to it. You know, you get very used to it. And then she said, and then what, is it busier later in the year? I said, well, I tour. And so I'm very lucky. I sort of go out on tour, I go out on the road and travel about and then do different bits and bobs in between. Okay, and then she goes, sorry, can I just check, what is it that you do? And I said, I'm a comedian. And she went, oh, right, that makes a lot more sense. I misheard when Alice told me, I thought you were a medium.
Oh, Sue. What are the chances?
I thought you were a medium. How funny.
What if you were a medium, though?
But like that's a bit,
like people just don't want to laugh. What?
Yeah, also me saying it's dead in the new year.
Well, that's good for you.
And do I find it frightening? Well, yeah, I'm talking to the bloody dead. I find it terrifying.
I find it absolutely terrifying, if I'm honest.
Oh, God, it's really got dark in the room you're in.
I was going to say, it's really got... I'm suddenly aware that how dark it's got.
Has it got dark in my room as well?
It has got... That's what made me look... Because I don't tend to have my self-view on.
Oh, I haven't got my self-view on.
Hang on, I'm going to...
I haven't lost my mind. One sec, I'm just going to put on a light.
Turn out the light, turn out the light. Oh, that's better. Yes, I'm going to plug in.
Is that a bit better?
Oh, that's much better. I mean, you didn't have anything to worry about.
Is that a bit better? Can you see me now?
Oh. How's this? Better. How's this?
Oh, thank goodness
better.
For that, Tom. I can see
it
a lovely
dark
face.
Without me realising, because it gets dark so early. It gets dark
and very
so early,
suddenly,
doesn't it? Very suddenly. It's quite like being
that.
In the desert
it's dark.
Or something, yeah.
So someone thought I was a medium, which I just... I couldn't stop laughing about it. I kept thinking about it and just giggling. Really tickled me.
Did she laugh? I mean, it doesn't sound like she was particularly...
Well, no, she did laugh. But I don't know whether she was a bit sort of embarrassed. She went, I misheard. Anyway.
It's quite hard as well because it's quite an intense situation where you're having your nails done, isn't it? Where
yes.
you're like facing them and they're holding your hands.
Yeah, yeah. It's very strange. It's like, it is sort of what it might be like to see a medium.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. I bet that's true, yeah, I bet. If only you had a crystal ball in the middle. You'd be
well,
in,
yes, of course, like Mystic Meg.
She must have been, yeah, hoping to speak to somebody, actually.
Get a message yeah, do you think it. That's why she said
she was
that's
like,
why
oh,
she said that?
All she's got is this mention on the podcast.
Oh, God, things have gone from bad to worse.
Poor girl, poor girl, poor cow. As my mum, my dad would say that, actually. My mum wouldn't say that.
Right, should we have a few listener emails?
Oh, I'd like that, Suze.
Okay. Dear Susie, brackets, which my autocorrect just made Suzuki. No dyke bike jokes from here. And Tom.
No
time jumping listener, first writer in.
Oh.
Within a Doctor Who.
Maybe.
Which I've been meaning to do for 3 months as I've picked up my listening in a ferocious way.
What happened?
I don't know. I think she's just listening to us more.
Oh.
Over the last 3 months, I've been going through a heartbreak from hell.
Oh.
We, my ex, not you two, met towards the end of the millionth lockdown through Bumble and had loads in common, living 10 minutes away from each other.
Oh.
Both teachers, unbeknownst to us, we were at school and even sixth form together.
Oh.
We fell quickly and deeply making plans about living together, going through IVF treatment together, but from out of the blue, without warning or opportunity to make things better, he dropped me like I was a potato... spewed from a V-E-S-U-V-U-S.
Vesuvius?
Vesuvius.
Maybe. Has it got an I there?
Yeah.
Vesuvius the volcano.
Yes. Thank you. It's been brutal.
Oh.
I had to go into school every day, the second day of my breakup, even dealing with an Ofsted inspection. And face trying to teach kids topics on love, relationships, bereavement, and just general kindness. I had a couple of breakdowns in front of the kids, and they were actually super kind, telling me it's okay, drink some water, and offered to pick up reading aloud when I got choked up and couldn't speak because I lost my pencil case. Honestly, the slightest thing sent me off in the early days. I touched on your podcast in lockdown 1.0, but not sure why I didn't keep listening weekly. It was an odd time, and teaching and existing during that time was hard and not a reflection on your fantastic content. It's odd, as I feel I know that you both. Tom, because you sound like my very good friend Peter from university,
Peter.
Makes me feel like I'm closer to him, even though he lived in Exeter, rather than Essex, where we both herald from. Both of our dads, who also sound similar in personality, passed in our 30s, and we're both approaching the big 4-0.
Oh my
Yay.
Goodness.
And then that face... stressed in 2023, and you've read both your books to me via Audible, which I connected with so much. Too much? Even as a straight cis female, not sure what that says about either of us really. I had seen you in Edinburgh before you were big time and enjoyed shaking your hand at the end of the show before super spreader events were a thing. And me and mum howled with laughter at your show, not your handshake. We go to Edinburgh every year apart from 2020 and 2022 because of COVID. But then I was spending money to go to weddings and holidays with my ex. Big mistake, the biggest. And this is a pilgrimage for us. M&S is also my spiritual home.
Oh.
Although I draw the line at top hats. I'll leave that to you as you are totally owning that yourself. I'm thrilled that you found Althea and that you're in love and that you're accepted for who you are. Long, long may it continue. Susie, I feel I know you because my good friend Emma Powell married my best friend in Brighton in March 2014.
What are the chances?
On the day gay marriage was legalised. Emma Harold's from Portsmouth. Yes, and you knew each other back in the day. We did. Not that I think all lesbians know each other, but she now lives in New York City where I know you and Tom both love. You're also my hair inspiration when I need a reshape.
Oh. There's a lot of connections here.
And took the picture to my hairdresser.
This person isn't a medium.
I think this person might be a medium.
It's a lot of connections, yeah.
I'm really surrounded by lesbians, and I'm still surprised that I'm not gay.
Mm.
And look, to imitate was yours, so now we're hair twins. I know, still not gay, yet. I haven't got to the podcast episodes yet where you break up from your ex. I hope that's not too triggering. Going through heartbreak and to emerge the other side with Alice, I think will help me. I flip from episodes from the late 50s eps, I mean, I don't know if we were doing it back then,
wow,
to the present day.
Doing this for?
And the transformation be quite jarring, but you and Tom still have the same truthful and hilarious harmony, and it gives me hope that while I'm struggling on a daily basis with the heaviest of hearts, there is love out there waiting for me. Are there any straight guys listening? Please hook us up. Online dating is vomit, vomit, vomit.
Oh.
I also moved to the seaside in 2020 and regularly swim in the estuary, even in December.
Oh my goodness, she will be cold.
She will be cold. And although lots of the areas linked with my ex who I could walk past any day, we've already driven past each other on the road in Southend, the A127, where there are only Wild Bee cafes and no M&S service stations.
Oh,
but I love it here, and I'm trying to reclaim it for my single self. I guess what I'm trying to say in a very long-winded email that will definitely not make it onto the podcast, it has.
Well,
is,
dreams do come true.
Thank you. Your chat and friendship is therapy to me, and you keep me company on a journey from school to home every day.
Oh.
And more than just car journeys, because the podcast is the perfect length to prep dinner, specifically a cottage pie.
Oh, I can imagine that actually, yeah.
I'm my school's diversity and inclusion coordinator and run a weekly lunchtime group for queer kids and allies just to hang out and be themselves together.
Wow.
This Christmas, we made queer Christmas decorations and went guerrilla style and hung them on the main Christmas tree in school.
Oh.
Slogans included Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, and I'm non-pinary. I can't recommend the podcast to the young ones. But I will do when they get a little older, because I think they'll help them on their discovery journey too. Please keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for helping me heal. Have a wonderful Christmas and a bright and gay 2023. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, what a lovely message.
What
Gosh,
a lovely message.
They've had a tough time.
Yeah, really tough. Heartbreak's the worst. Makes you sick.
Yeah. And but of course, it's a healing journey, isn't it? That's such a lovely way to put it. Such a nice thing.
It really is.
You know,
and just so much
that.
Better on the other side. It's so good when you get out of it and you're like, oh my God, I'm me again. And you feel like, who do you feel like? You sort of feel like, you know that bit in The Sound of Music when she sings I Have Confidence and she's skipping
with
her...
Yes, with the guitar case. Yes, over the hills. Yes, confidence in me.
And she's wearing that hat and she does the high note and puts her hand on her head.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Because I do... we did Sound of Music at school. I didn't really like it because they didn't give me a part.
Bastards.
Bastards. But the... So I've never forgiven the musical for it. However... I do think this is a lovely message to receive, and I'm sure that with time it'll be okay. You just gotta be kind. I think as well, you just gotta, if you feel it, you just gotta knuckle down and go, well, I'm on this ride now, so I just gotta
hold on.
Mm.
Scream if you want to go faster.
Yeah exactly.
Should we have a couple more little emails and then
then we'll wrap up for the year.
Indeed. I've never written into a podcast before, and I just want to say thank you to both. Such a wonderful, relatable and funny podcast.
Oh.
Last Brighton Pride, I had to travel in earlier than my family as I was on the NHS float.
Oh.
My partner and brothers caught a later train and actually got to meet Susie. I was very jealous, but I'm pretty sure I'll be getting tickets to see you for a Christmas gift.
Oh.
I lost my dad recently, and listening to you both talk about grief, anxiety and gay life has helped me so much. I have Tom's new book on Audible to listen to too.
Oh.
Anyway, 100 goodbyes. And that's from Terence.
Firstly, lovely name.
Lovely
Secondly,
name.
I'm sorry you've been on the grief wagon, but how lovely that you sent such a nice message.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I hope that if it's your first Christmas, I hope that you're doing okay. You've had your first sort of...
Yeah. My experience of that was that, in a way, I suppose we were quite lucky because it happened near Christmas. Mm-hmm. So the first one was out the way. Quite
early on, wasn't it?
And actually, I found that the big events I was sort of braced for, so I didn't personally mind it. But it was the sort of smaller incidental moments, or if not any significance, they're just out of nowhere. You just go, oh, I'm just thinking about Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it? One of my friends said to me about when they lost a parent. They were like, oh, They're like in a biscuit aisle, and they were like, oh, they like biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
I started crying. It's like such a tiny thing.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh, God, it's too much.
We started crying by the trifles. He liked trifle. At Christmas.
You must have a trifle.
Well, I'd bought a trifle dish and everything. Never used it, actually. Well, Tom. He would have preferred a shop.
The year is young. Well, actually, the year's very old, but the new one's quite young.
You could have one on New Year, I suppose.
You could. A trifle.
A trifle much.
Hello, Susie and Tom. I've been listening to the podcast for about a year. Mm. In one of the first episodes, I heard Glade plugins featured heavily. I felt compelled to write an email after your Taylor Swift chat last week.
Dear. Oh, no. We knew it was coming.
I'm a huge fan of hers. Oh, it's interesting as well that you mentioned the rumours about Doris Day possibly being gay. Mm. And there are other theories about Taylor. Us fans who believe that Taylor is possibly queer call ourselves gaylers. How's that for a word melge?
Oh, I think that's a great melge.
The reason so many people, particularly sapphic women, think this could be true is that her lyrics contain so many queer themes, for example, falling in love with a best friend, longing, forbidden love, and references to Stonewall. Of course, it doesn't matter, and none of it is anyone's public business anyway of what her sexuality is. I just wanted to say I love her work, and I love that it can be interpreted in lots of different ways and enjoyed by everyone. Mm. Much love to you both, Rachel. P.S. I've come to realise my queerness in the past couple of years and don't have many connections to others in the LGBTQIA plus community. Mm. So I feel like you two are my gay godparents. Thanks for that.
Well, that's very, very kind.
Very kind indeed.
Everybody can enjoy Taylor except me. But
I think your New Year's resolution should be to really lean into Taylor
Swift. Maybe I should. There's a few like newer pop sensations. I just don't know them. Dua Lipa, for example.
Dua Lipa. What about Ariana Grande?
I was about to say Ariana Grande.
You know, I went to see her with Jenny Bede because Jenny was desperate to go and see her and was like, if I buy both two tickets, will you please come with me? We had a great time.
What's the crowd? Is it an older crowd or is it
10-year-olds?
Is it 10? Yeah, I think it might be 10-year-olds.
Yeah, it's 10-year-olds. Jenny and I were... Jenny wanted us to go in like a special area, so we were right near the stage, and it was us and we were the only adults there without children, and obviously quite a lot of gay men.
I was going to say, it's like when I went to see Frozen, sing along of Frozen. It was, and we were all drunk, and of course it was full of 9-year-olds in Elsa dresses twirling around.
Well, at least you had your Elsa dress on, so you matched.
I know, at least I fit in. We weren't that drunk, but we'd gone to sing along a Muppet Christmas Carol the year before and really enjoyed that, because that was a bit like silly raucous. And fun and raucous, but sing along of Frozen less so.
Well, listen, we've all learned something, haven't we? I think all that's left is for us to say Happy New Year. You'll be listening to this.
Year.
Who knows when you'll be listening to this, but
maybe sometime
I wish
in the
you all a happy and healthy 2023, and thank you for being our like-minded friends. And
we really appreciate it.
We always love meeting you and
we love that.
Saying hi. It's always really special. And so, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You lot really mean a lot to us.
We hope we've done a good service by you. All we can do is try our best. We don't have to have these New Year's resolutions, you know. It's enough just to be you. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Oh, Tom, we should tell people they can vote for us in the British Comedy Awards.
But
they can vote for this podcast.
They can vote for this podcast. If you go at the National Comedy Awards, we are in the long list. And to get shortlisted, you should go to you should go to thenationalcomedyawards.com. That's thenationalcomedyawards.com. If you would like to vote for us.
We'd really like it if you did, because you know who's going to be on that list. People, their boys with their massive podcasts.
Why don't you just
vote for a couple of old gays wittering on about Glade plugins.
You know...
Maybe that's comedy.
Maybe that is... Maybe what we've done is comedy on some level.
On some level.
To somebody. Just entertain somebody out there. So if you fancy it, you know the address. Also, Susie and I are separately on our tours coming year. If you feel like a laugh,
come along, please.
Have a look at our websites, susieruffle.com.
Indeed.
Or tomindeed.com.
Indeed.
And you can find the details there. And... that would be great. That would be great.
Yes.
But otherwise, have a lovely new year. And
a happy new year.
And we'll look forward to speaking
see you
to you very soon. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye for now.
Right, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.